Hare Krishna, this morning I went over to dress Radhisham, nice yellow, pink, orange outfit. It was very nice to be able to dress them, and as I was going, it's not a full moon, but it's going in that direction soon, and it's very beautiful. There's a lot of snow on the ground, and it's pristine, except for the birds, the cats, and the deer's marks. There's nothing. It's very deep. There's no marks on the snow. And being reflected by the moon, it was a really nice winter scene, but it was cold. It was super cold, and on my way back, the wind started blowing, not a lot, but some. I got really, really chilled. It's about -8, -9 degrees out there, maybe even -10, plus the wind chill factor. And I was thinking about the book distributors, devotees who are distributing books. I'm in touch with devotees from the UK and Wales and Ireland and of course, Wales is part of the UK, and here in Hungary, I really felt for them. I know what it's like being outside in that cold weather, in colder weather than this, but of course that was in another day, another time, when I was in a different age, different shape, different body, different age, and I just appreciated what a real austerity it is. Often devotees talk about performing austerities, but this is the austerity, this Sankirtan Yajna. It fulfills all the other types of austerities that we need to perform. You go out, we have to experience when it's too cold, when it's too hot, when it's rainy. We learn tolerance by being in compromised circumstances, by being continually rejected by people, moved on, so many other things. But most important of all is not so much the weather conditions and other difficulties, but the fact is that it pleases Krishna. And I just finished writing about the Katyayani Vrata, and I was also thinking about that. Of course, this is the month in which they were doing it in the winter time. That is very similar to what devotees are doing on book distribution. Those Kanyakumaris, Rajakumaris, they please Krishna by their austerities. They also rose early in the morning, and it wasn't cold like here, it wasn't minus, but very cold at this time of year in North India, in Vrindavan. And they walked, they did Sankirtana, they walked all the way down to the Jamuna, chanting together. And then they bathed in the cold water. And after bathing, then they did their worship and puja. So you can imagine they were quite chilled after that. And they did this steadily for the period of a month. So they were determined. And it wasn't that they had the support of their parents. Their parents thought that it was too austere, that they were trying something that was way above their head. They tried to discourage them. So they had to do things in a clandestine way. Very similar to what our book distributors also have to go places where people don't necessarily want them, inside malls or shopping centers or standing on high streets where one may not supposed to be. And braving that cold. And of course there's always the mind, which is always telling us to do other things. I have experience of what our mind tends to tell us, especially in the cold. Oh, you should go inside to warm up. But that's a real trap, because of course you may do that once or twice a day and that's reasonable. On the other side, that when one does it to excess, in other words, going in and trying to warm up every half an hour, every hour, the end is you end up losing a lot of time from book distribution. And the other is that every time you warm up, you come out. And when you come out, you just can't stay warm in this kind of weather. You just have to accept the fact that you're going to be cold. And that's what tapasya is. You can't dilute the tapasya so that it's no longer tapasya. It will be tapasya. And you can't find a place or a guaranteed place where you don't get moved on. You can't find a place where everybody's nice to you. You can't find a place where everyone's going to take a book. But ultimately, you can always be assured that whatever one is doing, however one is doing non-sankirtan, that by accepting these type of austerities for this very high principle of giving other people Krishna consciousness and by for glorifying Krishna, because that's what we're doing, Krishna is pleased. And in the way that Krishna was pleased with the gopis, and he told them as much, he fulfilled their desire, he personally came to where they were, and then he told them, and now you'll get the result of your sacrifice in a very short time. They didn't immediately get it. They wanted Krishna to personally accept him as a wife, which he did in one sense by stealing their clothes, but that really became a consummated activity at the time of the Rasa dance, where then Krishna danced with them at night, and all the interaction that takes place between husband and wife, those types of intimate exchanges were then realized by the gopis. And similarly, we're performing our austerities, preaching Krishna consciousness, glorifying Krishna, when we dedicate our lives to doing that, and that becomes our primary activity, and we are willing to sacrifice our personal comfort and our personal ideas for that, then that becomes very, very pleasing to Krishna. And Krishna tells us that, yeah. We can be assured that we will get that result. The gopis waited a year. We may wait 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, or this lifetime, but by the end of this lifetime, certainly we'll go to Krishna and attain the perfection of Vaikuntha, where Srila Prabhupada said, if there's snow, it's not cold, like the snow here in this world. So, my inspiration was just to glorify a little more those devotees who are actually undergoing this very, very serious austerity of book distribution under these circumstances. I really feel for them. And at the same time, to remind ourselves that life is based on tapasya, tapo divya putraka. You cannot live without tapasya. And that tapasya teaches us tolerance, titikshava kurunika. It teaches us how to really become sadhus. It's the first quality of a sadhu that Lord Kapila mentions. And we have to live with that. In our lives, we have to continually engage in some type of austerity or another, because as Krishna says, it purifies even the great souls. Acts of austerity, penance, sacrifice. Anyway, let's keep in mind that it's inevitable that we have to engage in sacrifice in this world. So we should do that sacrifice which is pleasing Krishna. We should not try to practice Krishna consciousness that's devoid of austerity or sacrifice. That's like the example I gave of going outside and doing book distribution, but coming in to warm up, and you end up being more inside warming up than you are outside. There's no book distribution under those circumstances. We need to just incorporate austerity within our lives, and that will please Krishna. And if we're looking for austerities to perform, then the austerity of preaching, glorifying Krishna through book distribution, Harinam, speaking about Krishna, this activity in itself is enough. If you do this, all the others will be incorporated in that, and all the benefits of all of the others will be attained with that. Of course, there are other things like observing festivals and Ekadasi, those shouldn't be neglected. But when we think about performing some activity to please Krishna, stick to this activity and it'll achieve everything. Hare Krishna.